whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I know fans probably expected news on Brian Schneider and Nick Sorensen, Schneider being the special teams coordinator, Nick Sorensen being the defensive coordinator. I think they probably expected news about them being let go already today. I don't know how you can bring Brian Schneider back. There's no way that Brian Schneider is coming back. Nick Sorensen, I don't think he should come back just because of the amount of talent available to bring in at defensive coordinator. You're talking about Lou Anarumo, who lost his job with the Bengals, Dennis Allen, Robert Saleh, Jeff Ulbrich. There's another one out there that I'm right. But there's a lot of talent available. And again, you're in an advantageous position in that you can make those changes quickly, and you probably should, because there are how many head coaching vacancies are there right now? There is the Bears, the Jaguars, Doug Peterson got fired. The
Jets, Saints,
the Jets. Well, the Saints, not yet. Right. They haven't made a decision on Darren Rizzi, which to me,
the Riz might be back.
And apparently he's very much like Antonio Pierce last year with the Raiders. The players love him, and it seems like they're rallying behind him. If he doesn't get retained, I think that's the first person you call to replace Brian Schneider. But there are some talented defensive play callers available to you. But there's also a handful of head coaching openings where guys are going to try and bring in, you know, a trusted defensive, you know, if you're Ben Johnson, you got to bring in, you know, a guy that you can just hand the defense over to. All those guys that I named are guys like that. So if you are making a change, and you should, there's Nick Sorensen did nothing to warrant bringing him back. You got to make that decision soon. And so it's surprising to me that they haven't, but there's, to me, you cannot go into next season with either one of those coordinators still in their position. And arguably probably Brandon Staley should likely be gone as well. Cause you know what Brandon Staley was in charge of? You know what Brandon Staley was in charge of?
It was the turnovers, same thing that right? Nick
turnovers. You know how many they had since the bye? Two. Like,
ridiculous. Yeah, none of their last 7 games. Well, exactly. I think Patriots is the other opening. I think we got them all. But yeah, and your point is well taken, because you look at last year, okay, they wanted to get rid of Wilkes. They felt like it wasn't working out. And they're doing it after the Super Bowl, so there's slim pickings, right? And they're looking at really pipe dreams. Spagnuolo wasn't coming there. Belichick wasn't coming there. They tried to get Ulbrich from the Jets. That wasn't happening. So they end up with Sorensen. Did they settle? I mean, probably, but again, it's timing, right? So this season, like you said, there are legit names out there that you need to approach now. And I think you hit on the main three. Ulbrich's time as a head coach scared me. Although again, you had brought up the point last night, like you can't take away what he does as a defensive coordinator, because he's not a head coach. Doesn't mean he was a bad defensive coordinator. And the Niners already had interest in him there. So he's a guy you look at. Saleh, obviously. He's somebody you put a call into who's consulting with Green Bay. And Anarumo, the Bengals had a tough season, but look, this guy's been a really good defensive coordinator for a really long time.
I really like Lou Anarumo. To me, like that's the home run hire to me, because it, you know what Lou Anarumo has proven as the Bengals defensive coordinator? He can stop the Chiefs. Like, honestly, I'm like, sign me up. Right. Like, and I know, you know, there's more to it than that, but it wasn't scheme that sunk Anarumo and his defense in Cincinnati. It's the lack of talent on that side of the ball. When they had talent on that side of the ball for one season, they had the sixth ranked defense in the NFL. Right. And then since then, they just don't invest in that side of the ball. And there's just only so much, you know, you can't make chicken salad out of chicken shit. You know, and that's, and there's already more talent on the defensive side of the ball in San Francisco than there has been in Cincinnati since Lou has been there. So to me, that is a home run. And not only that, it's bringing in a different voice, right? And it just seems like perhaps they've got to start finding some adjustments, switching things up. Maybe the wide nine is not what they need to be using anymore, right? Even though Chris Kocurek is, he majors in that. I still think he would be a valuable defensive line coach, even if you're not implementing the wide nine scheme. Because, like I said, it certainly seems like teams have kind of figured that out. Mm-hmm. And I just think you need something new, right? And Saleh is proven, and if you bring him in, the players are going to love him. They're going to play hard for him. I think Ulbrich runs the same thing. I just don't know how much Kyle Shanahan wants to get away from that, but I don't know. It just seems like some significant changes. And it felt like they were trying to do that when they interviewed the guy from the Chiefs, right? Tried to get Spagnuolo, and it's like, well, you can't. I'm not leaving here, and rightfully so. But it just seems like you need some fresh blood in there. And Lou Anarumo, Jeff Ulbrich, maybe Robert Saleh, I don't know. These are also all guys, Dennis Allen probably. These are all guys that likely you don't have to worry about losing again, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's another issue in and of itself. Because I think that's one of the big issues with this season is just the brain drain, right? The amount of football knowledge that has left the 49ers over the past three seasons by other teams poaching them, their coordinators as head coaches and their assistants as coordinators, right? Like, there's been a ton of it. And even the Jets have asked to interview Brian Griese for their opening.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I was like, Brian, don't even accept that call. Don't do that to yourself. But it's time for new ideas to enter the building. Mm-hmm. And I hope that Kyle Shanahan is open to that.
And I like what the Philly did with Vic Fangio, for example. Mm-hmm. And Fangio is obviously a phenomenal defensive coordinator, but they had issues on defense last year, a lot of issues on defense. And they just brought in Fangio and said, here, right? Mm-hmm. Here you go. Run our defense. And I feel like that's what the Niners need to do too. Like you said, whatever Kyle preferred, maybe he needs to take a look in the mirror and just say, I just need to get a really good coordinator in here and maybe let him kind of run what he wants to. You have some pieces in place. Nick Bosa, Fred Warner is Fred Warner. Lenore's a solid corner. We look Mustafa and Green look like his rookies. There is some talent there still. So you just bring somebody like that in and maybe that's the way to go. But Lynch and Shanahan didn't announce when they're, at least not as of when we're recording this on Monday, when their end of the year press conference is going to be. Right. That tells me that they're probably talking about some stuff and it's probably coaching staff related. Mm-hmm. Like you said, Schneider, no way. Schneider can come back. None. And Sorensen, I guess they could sell it, but it's a real tough sell after what happened in the last. A real hard sell.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even, I think a month ago, you could have gotten away with it and said, you know what? We had some injuries. He's first year. But after the way the defense just flat out looked like they quit in the last month. Mm-hmm. And there were things he just didn't have answers for schematically. You can't just say, you know what, Kyle, you got enough clout. You got enough money in the bank to say, all right, I know I admitted that I screwed up with Steve Wilkes because I moved on from him. I obviously screwed up with Nick Sorensen. I know that's two in a row. I'm 2-for-2 and then I'm 0-for-2. But I've done enough in the past. I've hired enough good coaches. Three of my guys are out head coaches right now from this 49ers regime. I'm going to make the move, cut the bait, and get another guy. And there's guys out there to get. And I think that has to happen, at least the firings ASAP this week. Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah. Because like I said, you don't want to get undercut by one of these teams that has a head coach opening that hires their coach. And then that guy says, hey, Robert Saleh, hey, Jeff Ulbrich, like come join me in Chicago. Come join me. Oh, Matt Eberflus is another name that is out there.
Experienced guys.
Yeah. Allen, Eberflus, Anarumo, Saleh, Ulbrich.
Yeah.
Like that's five guys where you're like, all of them are worlds better than Nick Sorensen.
Yeah.
And again, you're it certainly seems like they're going to do their best to try and run it back one more time, right? With this core, outside of maybe Deebo Samuel. And if that's the case, you can't just hope that he's going to get better in year two. Like, you just can't. Mm-hmm. Like, if he was lights out in year one, sure. Like, or at least there were times where you're like, okay, like, I can see it. I can see him. Right. But I mean, you look at, you know, they gave up 19, 23, 27, 13, 24, 24, 28, 24, 20, 20, 38, 35, 13, 12, 29, 40, and 47. There wasn't any point where, outside of that Rams game, where you thought, hey, this and that Bears game, those back to back games, where you thought, hey, man, these guys look like they've got it back on track. Other than that, 13, but that was to the hapless Patriots. Mm-hmm. And then the only other time it was under 20 was week one against the Jets when they gave up 19. So nothing that tells me he should stay.
And our producer Spencer just said Gus Bradley was just fired by the Colts.
Don't bring Gus Bradley in though.
Yeah, please, to God. But another name with a lot of experience who,
yeah,
is out there is the point of this. This is six guys now with experience that we just named. Now is the time to strike a defensive coordinator, but please God, not Gus Bradley.